This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. Chanticleer is an all-male vocal ensemble from San Francisco, and we opened with I Am Cloud from their 2024 album, The Rivers Are Our Brothers. Written by composer Majar Connery, the album is a seven-song song cycle inspired by the trees, rivers, snow, air, rock, and clouds of California's Sierra Nevada mountains. Kia ora koutou. I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 150 of The Joy of Classical Music, and part two of Cloud Illusions. And this week, it's clouds through the lens of the ephemeral, allegorical, and esoteric. But before I go any further, I feel I should say something about this being the 150th episode. I started this podcast as a favor for Free FM, who wanted to add a classical music series to their playlist. I really didn't know what I was doing or what I wanted to achieve, and then suddenly, it's 3 years on, and here we are. All I want to say is that I enjoy presenting and producing this podcast, and I really appreciate that you listen in every week. I don't know who you are, and I often wish you'd make contact through the Joy of Classical Music Facebook page so I can learn something about you. As for the series, I'm looking forward to the next milestone, episode 200. This week's feature composition is a work of musical contemplation called Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing by composer John Luther Adams. But before then, we have two thematically complex cloud works to contemplate. And first up, it's Anna Klein's 2012 violin concerto, Prince of Clouds, whose title refers to Charles Baudelaire's 1859 poem, L'Albatros. It was during a voyage to India that Baudelaire observed the cruelty that sailors inflicted upon any albatross that was unfortunate enough to land on the ship. And here I should mention that sailors saw a flying albatross as a sign of good fortune, while a grounded one was considered to be a bad omen, hence the violence. Later, when he was writing L'Albatros, he used the experience to illustrate the artist's struggle for transcendence in a world that is often cruel to those who exist in the rarefied realms of imagination. Written for violinist Jennifer Koh and her mentor and teacher Jamie Lorado, Klein said that Prince of Clouds is about the musical lineage and the way that knowledge and inspiration is passed from one generation to the next, and that reference to L'Albatros is about subtext and atmosphere, all of which leaves me hanging from one word in the title. Is this a cloud work or not? I'll leave that up to you to decide. Here's violinists Jennifer Koh, Jamie Lorado, and the Curtis 2021 Ensemble with Anna Klein's Prince of Clouds. Thank you. The title of Shen Yao's Cloud Herding offers a Zen-like paradox that wonders if it is possible to create order out of something that is inherently fleeting and ungraspable. From February 2026 Naxos album, the chamber music of Shen Yao has that paradox.
Thank you.
a work of musical contemplation for orchestra, Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing by John Luther Adams, takes its cue from an anonymous work of Christian mysticism written in the latter half of the 14th century called Clouds of Unknowing. A guide from a teacher to a student, it says that God cannot be understood via reason or intellect, but only through love. To achieve this goal, the text recommends cultivation of two mental states. The clouds of forgetting, temporarily setting aside one's knowledge and intellect, and the clouds of unknowing. God dwells beyond human understanding and can only be comprehended through love alone. In his program notes, Adams says this about the piece. The essence of the contemplative experience is voluntary surrender and purposeful immersion in the fullness of a presence far larger than ourselves. To find communion, we must lose perspective. What, after all, is perspective but a way of removing ourselves from experience? Written between 1991 and 1995, Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing is 70 minutes long, and if you're listening to the broadcast version of this episode, it will be fading out about halfway through. To listen to the full version, visit The Joy of Classical Music on Apple Podcasts or stream it via the FreeFM media player. Next week, this three-part exploration of clouds concludes with an episode of cloud music by composers from Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud. Until then, here's the Apollo Chamber Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.